You gotta turn it on, Chris. It's not on.
What's that?
Nothing. I'm just messing with you. All right, guys. Hey, great to see everybody. It's great to be back in Mankato. Great university. They do a phenomenal job. The operations department does a great job. Great facilities. Really good people. And they welcome us with open arms. And it's and obviously this is my sixth training camp here, so I spend a lot of time up here. But I do enjoy coming here and getting a lot of football done, and it's an exciting time of year for us.
Mike, you guys obviously brought a couple of punters in to rookie minicamp, but
yep.
elected not to bring any to training camp. What was the thinking, you know, behind that to not bring in competition for Jet Ball?
Well, the two young men that we brought in for the rookie minicamp did a really nice job in camp, and they're you know obviously at the top of our list. And we went through the spring hoping that Jeff would have a good spring, and he really did. And so we decided that we were just going to go with the one right now. Jeff obviously got us through a difficult two years outdoors in TCF. That was a tough place to punt, especially in November, December, January. And I thought he did a lot better job than the numbers say he did. I know a lot of people have been on him about his numbers, but if you go look back and look at it, you know, nobody wants to punt. Nobody wanted to punt. There's not one punter I talked to that we played that wanted to punt at TCF with the weather and the winds that we get there or we got there. So I thought Jeff really helped us out, did a great job as a holder for us, and you know, he's got to have a good camp here. We will end up bringing in competition. But for right now, it's Jeff.
Talk about TCF. You guys did a lot of homework and due diligence going in there those
right.
first 2 years.
Sure.
Moving inside is supposed to be easier, but are you guys still doing a lot of homework and finding the nuances of the new stadium?
We did. We sent the specialists down there twice during the spring. So they both, kicker, punter, and snapper, had two workouts during the mini camp that we had back in June. And one of the days, all those huge windows were open, and I don't think it really had much of an effect. We'll tell our opponents it will. We're going to tell them that we just press a button and that the wind will blow right in their faces every time they kick a long field goal. But it's a beautiful new venue. I got a chance to go this summer with a couple of my children and just to check it out. It's an incredible building, and you know, the Wilfs did a great job, and the city of Minneapolis or the state of Minnesota did a great job. So it's going to be an exciting time for us. But we did. We went in there, and we did our homework. And I think any time you go down there, and I'll send them down there during the season as well, just to get used to the sight lines and the field itself and the turf itself and make it a home field advantage for us. Marcus will be get some looks at kickoff returner. Jarek McKinnon, possibly. Troy Stoudemire came in, and he's done a nice job for us in the spring and so far this camp. You know, we got Adam Thielen could be a kickoff returner if we need him to be. Mark and Michelle is working there, another young free agent. And Terrell Sinkins is also working back there.
Mike, how have you felt about Blair Walsh just getting started at camp here, confidence-wise? Do you feel like he's kind of moved beyond everything at the end of last season?
Yeah, Ben, I'll be honest with you. He moved beyond back in May when he got back, or April when he came in for the workouts. Not that it's not important to him, and he'll be the first one to tell you that. You know, Blair's a confident guy, but he's also a very prideful guy and a sensitive guy, and the fact that he knows that, you know, any time he goes out there, you know, the play involves points, and he's got to, you know, be productive for us. So I think going forward, his confidence right now is good. He had a great spring. I think he hit 92-93% of like 250 kicks that he field goals that he kicked in the spring. And, you know, he's the best kickoff guy in the NFL, so he's just going to keep being productive. He's tweaked a couple things this offseason that he's worked on, that we've worked on together. So hopefully he'll have a great year for us.
Has he always been a guy who's displayed that confidence that we've seen in the postseason and in the training camp time?
You know, Blair's a guy that believes in his abilities, and he's humble enough to know that he's got to work at those abilities, and that's why he's such a great kid. He's a coachable guy, and that's what makes him one of the top kickers in the league, in my opinion. So, you know, his talent and his work ethic are second to none, and he's just going to keep working to get better and be successful for us. That's it?
How will moving indoors impact kicker turning?
That's a good question. The distance that's impacted, you know, the distance will be impacted. Obviously, they're not kicking into the wind anymore. They're not kicking with the wind anymore. So we're going to have to do a really good job of studying guys and knowing how they're going to kick indoors. If they don't have any indoor tape, we got to do the best we can in setting guys up in the right spots, like Marcus Sherrills as a punt returner, whoever our punt returner is, making sure that they're at the right spot so they're not going too far back or forward. Kickoff returners, we're still going to be very aggressive, even with the new kickoff touchback rule. But we just got to be smart, and when we do that, the new rules, I'm glad that they're still tweaking. It's not as dangerous a play as a lot of people think, but we're going to continue to make it safer, and it's a great, exciting player in our league, and we got to hope we keep it and continue to make it safer for our guys. But the new rule kind of makes you be a little bit more of a strategist. And Coach Zimmer and I talking before every kick or kickoff or kickoff return, making sure that we're making the right decisions to help our football team field position wise.
What goes into that? Just kind of deciding, okay, if it is 8 yards deep, this time we'll bring it out, or this time we won't.
Beginning of the game,